2009 metai gruodžio 8 diena, toliau skaitome Mahabharatą, pirmą dalį, 17 skyrių, kuris vadinasi Rajasujos auka. Arjun was becoming successful in his conquests. He first overpowered the king of the Kulindas, then the Anashtas, then the Kalkutas. He defeated the many kings on the island continent of Sakala. Kas šitas yra? Čia ir gaunasi pusė, reiškia, kontinentas visas, žemynas. Then encountered King Bagadatta, a powerful warrior. The battle with Bagadatta lasted 8 days, but finally, when the king found himself overpowered, he agreed to accept Yudhishthira's rule. Reiškia, kiek mes atsimenam iš ano, 16 skyriaus, broliai skirstosi į, pasiskirsto ir eina į skirtingas pasaulio šalis ir meta iššūkį visiems karaliams. Jeigu jie priema Yudhishthiros viršenybę, jie nesikauna, jeigu nepriema, jie kaunasi. Nes tas, kuris nori atlikti Rajasujos auką, jį turi pripažinti visi karaliai žemės. Tai gaila įdomu, gaila nežinau, kas yra tas šakala, čia kažkoks žemynas. Jie turėjo Arjuna daiti ir Lietuvą, ir Rusiją, ir Angliją, visur Ameriką turėjo daiti. Čia visus reikėjo aplankyti. Arjun continued toward the north. He reached the mountains and vanquished the many barbarian tribes. Arriving in Kashmir, he subdued the region's Kshatriyas, then passed over the Himalayas. The north, to the north of the mountains lay the land inhabited by the Kumpurushas, semi-celestial beings born of Yaksha women. Nu va, kokie čia regionai, aš kažkas nežinau. Incensed at the approach of the human army, they fought a fierce battle, but finally Arjuna subdued them. The Pandava then conquered the land of the Guhakas, another tribe of celestial fighters, followed by a region inhabited by Gandharvas. Finally Arjuna arrived in Harivarsha, the land where the northern Kurus dwelt. At the border, a number of powerful, large-bodied guards stopped him. They said, "O Arjuna, this land cannot be entered by humans." Harivarsha, reiškia kažkokia, aš jau nebeatsimenu iš kosmologijos, be abejo, čia bus kažkokia tai erdvė, kurioje jau ne žmogaus formos gyvos būtybės turinčios gyvena. If you try, you will perish along with your army. Indeed, even if you were able to enter, you wouldn't see anything, because human eyes cannot see this land or its residents. Go back. There is nothing to be conquered here. Your conquests are already sufficient. We are pleased with you and will happily offer you a gift. What would you like? Nu va. Įdomus momentas. Reiškia, Harivarsha nematoma žmogaus akim. Nieko ten nepamatysi. Arjuna bowed respectfully to the divine beings and said, "I desire Yudhishthira's imperial dignity if you accept him as the emperor of this white earth. Then please give something as a tribute." The northern Kurus immediately offered Arjuna a large number of celestial clothes and ornaments, saying, "We know you and your brothers to be great servants of the Supreme Lord. Go now with our blessings. May you always gain victory." Nesikovė, reiškia. Bet kas tai yra dangiški drabužiai, sunkuoti? Sakyti sunku, dangiški drabužiai ir aš tekdavo matyti vizijose kartuojant mantrą šitos būtybės su drabužiais, bet kaip jos materializavosi į nes Arjuna vis tiek jis gyveno žemėje. Nežinau, bet kokiu atveju. Yra tokie dalykai. Taking all the wealth he had won, Arjuna returned to Indraprastha and reported his success to Yudhishthira. Bhima had in the meanwhile marched to the east with a powerful army. He first encountered the Panchalas, who happily accepted Yudhishthira's rule. Then he overcame in battle the Gandakas, Videhas, and Dasharnas. Kas čia tokia neaišku. One by one, Bhima subdued the many kings in the east. When he reached Chedi, he was received graciously by its king, Shishupala, who inquired, "My dear Pandava, what are you bent upon doing?" Bhima told him about the Rajasuya and Shishupala smiled. He agreed to attend and offered tribute to Yudhishthira. Although he had an old enmity with Krishna, he respected the Pandavas as righteous and powerful rulers. The king offered Bhima his hospitality for some days, then the Pandava continued on his way. Reiškia, visi karaliai turėtų, reiškia, jo duoklį atnešti per šitą auką. Pirma, jie turi priimti Yudhishthiros viršenybę, o po to atnešti kažkokią duoklę. Bhima overpowered the kingdoms of Kumara, Koshala and Ayodhya. He reached the wetlands at the foot of the Himalayas and subjugated all the kings in that area. Moving on from there, Bhima encountered the mighty races of the Matsyas and the Malavas. Such noble Kshatriyas had never known defeat, and out of pride in their strength and reputation, they felt obliged to resist Bhima's request that they surrender to Yudhishthira, although they bore the Pandavas no enmity. Eventually, however, Bhima vanquished them in battle. Nu, va, išdidumas vertė. Reiškia pasipriešint Bhimai, nors reputacija, nors neturėjo jokio pykščio su Pandavais, bet vis tiek, vat, išdidumas, negalima atsisakyti, kai kviečia į kovą, iškart pralaimėti reikia kautis. Pas mus irgi gyvenime juk dažnai tai būna. Either by diplomacy or force, Bhima subjugated dozens of kings. Many of them then joined him as he marched on, bringing tribute to offer to Yudhishthira in Indraprastha. Those kings who didn't surrender were slain by the Pandava. Others gave him profuse wealth. Bhima amassed enormous quantities of gold, silver, gems, valuable cloth, sandalwood, blankets, carpets, coral, and ivory, all of which he packed on the backs of a long train of elephants and asses. Nu va, visi turtai išvardinti. Auksas, sidabras, brangakmeniai. Vertingi audeklai. Sandalo pasta. Paklodės, kilimai. Dramblio kaulas. Čia yra vertybės, ne popieriai, kaip pas mus pinigai, popierius. Bhima even subjugated the powerful Karna, ruler of Anga, as well as all the other kings in the region who were loyal to him and Duryodhana. After conquering many barbarian tribes, he finally returned to Indraprastha and offered everything he had acquired to Yudhishthira. On his expeditions to the south, Sahadeva had defeated many kings, Surasena, Adiraja, Dantavakra. He reached Kuntiboja's kingdom and his grandfather received him with great affection. From there he went on to conquer the kingdoms of Jambaka, Sheka and Avanti. After crossing the Narmada river, he arrived at Bojakota, where he fought a long battle with King Bhishmaka. Although Bhishmaka was favorable to the Pandavas and had been happy to see his daughter Rukmini become Krishna's principal queen, he wanted to test the Pandavas' power. After 2 days fighting, he admitted defeat at Sahadeva's hands. Nu va, tai, nu čia Pandavo, kšatrijų kultūra. Jiem pasikauti, išbandyti vienas kito jėgą yra labai labai malonu. Lygiai kaip brahmanam išbandyti vienas kito žinias irgi malonu. Vaišėm išbandyti, kas yra turtingesnis, irgi malonu. Pademonstruoti savo turtus. Pademonstruoti savo jėgą, pademonstruoti savo žinias. Va, tai pademonstruoti Krišnos energijas, tai tiek turtai, tiek jėga, mokėjimas kautis, tiek žinios yra Krišnos šakti. Tai vat mes naudojam šitą šakti savo, tam, kad savo reputaciją pakeltume. Tam, kad savo reputaciją pakeltumėm. Bet iš tikrųjų tai yra Krišnos šakti. Like his other brothers, Sahadeva subdued numerous kingdoms by both diplomacy and force. When he came to Mahishmati, he encountered King Nila, who was a friend of the fire god Agni. As Sahadeva stood in battle against the king, it appeared as if he and his entire army were on fire. Flames sprang from the earth and surrounded them on all sides. Thousands of soldiers and chariots were reduced to ashes. Sahadeva saw even his own life threatened as the fire swept toward him. He could understand that Agni was assailing him. The Pandava quickly dismounted from his chariot and knelt in prayer to the fire god. O exalted one, you are the mouth of the gods into which all oblations are placed. You sanctify everything, from you the Vedas have sprung, and you are the sacrifice itself. O greatest of gods, please endow me with your energy. Endow me with your energy. O bearer of all sacrificial offerings, don't place obstacles before your Yudhishthira's sacrifice. As Sahadeva prayed, the flames gradually died down. Agni then appeared in person before him and said, O descendant of Guru, rise up. I was only trying you. I understand your purposes and those of your brother Dharmaraj. I always protect this city, but I shall help you to accomplish your aims. Nu va, Agnis reiškia irgi, jis buvo šito karaliaus draugas, Nilos. Bet jisai aukojo savo įsipareigojimus Nilai dėl aukštesnio tikslo. Dėl bendro tikslo, kad planetą valdytų, turi religingas karalius. Ir Manu Samhitai parašyta, kad, arba neatsimenu, kad žodžiu, esmėtame, kad mažesnis dalykus galima aukoti didesnių. Ar tai būtų žmonės, ar dar kažkas. Ir galiausiai ten parašyta, dėl savo sielos galima paukoti viską. Net ir tai, kad tu valdai visą žemę. Agni then went to King Nila and told him to receive Sahadeva honor and offer Yudhishthira tribute. The king explained how his beautiful daughter had won Agni's heart and now they were married. Thus he protected the city. On his order, however, the king would gladly accept Yudhishthira's rule. At iš čia matosi vienas dalykas, iš tikrųjų, kad vienas dalykas matosi, kad žmonės konkrečiai su pusdeviais ant tiek artimai bendravo, kad žemės karalius Nyla atiduoda savo dukrą Agnei pusdevį. Pusdeviai galėdavo sumaterializuotis, bet kaip ta dukra gyvena su to pusdeviu? Neįsivaizduoju. Sahadeva moved on to conquer various cannibal races, including one powerful tribe known as the Kalamukas. They were a cross between rakshasas and human. Nu va, matai reiškia, kanibalai yra tarp rakšasų ir žmonių. Čia reikia net pasižymėti man šitą vietą, čia vertinga informacija. He also fought a long battle with the Vanaras and Kishkindya, headed by Mainda and Dvivida, until they finally agreed to accept Yudhishthira's righteous rule. The tribes of Nishadas, Yavanas, Pandyas, Dravidas, Andas, Talavanas, and many others were all subjugated. At last, he returned to Indraprastha with vast amounts of wealth. In the west, Nakula conquered the hilly countries followed by the deserts. The de Matamayurakas, Sivis, Trigartas, Amvashtas, and Karnatas were all subdued. He reached Madras, where his uncle Shalya received him affectionately and gave him great wealth for the sacrifice. Then he went on to conquer the Mlechha and Yavana tribes on the west coast. Nu va, Mlechha ir Yavanas čia turbūt vis vakarų pasaulis. Having fully established the Yudhishthira supremacy in that direction, he too returned to Indraprastha. Yudhishthira joyfully received all his brothers back from their expeditions. None now stood in opposition to his authority. His treasury was also so full that it couldn't be emptied even in 100 years. Nu va, pirmas etapas yra įsitikinti, kad priimamas yra autoritetas. Jeigu autoritetas yra priimamas, galima toliau tęsti pasiruošimą Rajasui. It was almost time for the Rajasuya. Krishna, as promised, returned to Indraprastha, accompanied by his wives and relatives. The great Yadu and Vrishni army also arrived with him, and as they entered the city, they filled it with the rattle of chariot wheels and the blast of conchals. The already inexhaustible ocean of gems the Pandavas possessed was filled to overflowing when Krishna presented his gifts. When Krishna and his relatives had all been properly received, Yudhishthira sat with him in his assembly hall and said, O Krishna, it is for you alone that this vast earth has been brought under my sway. Indeed, only by your grace has this been possible. I wish now to devote all my wealth to the Brahmins, and to Agni, the carrier of sacrificial offerings. Iškia, Agnis jisai perneša aukas, ką pusdėvė Vishnu, taipogi. Please grant me permission to perform the Rajasuya Yagya sacrifice. Krishna praised Yudhishthira's many virtues. You deserve the imperial dignity without any doubt. Va čia įdomu tai, kad jisai savo nieko nenorėjo. Viską buvo pasiruošęs tad brahmanam. Šiandien kiek brahmanai būdavo vertinami. Pas mus atvirkščiai, šudros pirmoje vietoje, vaišiai, brahmanai paskutiniai, tai yra mokslininkai, dėstytojai, pedagogai. Jie jau generuoja viską. Faktiškai viskas ant mokslo juda, ant išradimų, jeigu taip materialus dabar pasaulis gerbovis. Jau nieks negerbė. Palyginus, kiek yra aktoriam ir dainininkam visokiausio prikurta apdovanojimo ir mokslininkam. Kaip aktoriai, dainininkai yra iškelimi, kaip mokslininkai, ne. Kažkas tai daro specialiai. Jeigu tu iškelimo aktorius dainininkus, tu iškeli jūsų nepasitenkinimą pagrindę. Tai yra jausmus, protą. Kūno koncepcija, nes visos dainos ir filmai pagrindė susijęs su kūniška koncepcija. Tu žmonės palieki kūno koncepciją, tu jos gali valdyti per kūniškus malonumus. Aktoriai tarsi kūnija. Kūnija kūniškus malonumus, nes jie gyvena labai kūniškai. Bet jeigu tu iškelsi mokslininkus, tai jie kūnija daugiau intelektą. Kad tu keli visą žmoniją į aukštesnį lygį. O mokslininkas kas? Jisai, kad ir koks būtų materialistas, jisai gali pradėti klausti, ar čia teisinga, ar čia neteisinga, taip toliau. Tai valdančioji klasė, kuri yra labai nedaug, elitas pasaulinis, kuris veikia šešėlyje per politikus, kuriuos mes matom. Jie nenori, kad mokslininkai būtų iškelti. Jeigu visi lygiuosius į mokslininkus, visi pradės klausti, kas čia vyksta pasaulyje, pradės knistis, tyrinėti, domėtis politiką, ekonomiką, išknės visokiosio dalykų. O dabar nėra laiko, visi sėda stadionuose, koncertų salėse, naktiniuose klubuose, viskas. Arba kino salėse. Krishna praised Yudhishthira's many virtues. You deserve the imperial dignity without any doubt. Perform the sacrifice. It is successful. I shall consider it my own success. I am always seeking your good and will do whatever I can assist. whatever I can to assist. Appoint me in some office and I shall obey your commands. Yudhishthira asked Vyasadeva to take charge of the sacrifice. Thus Vyasadeva himself became the chief priest. Jis čia skaitos labai yra aukšto lygio aukojimas ir kad jį padaryti reikia labai labai aukšto lygio išminčių. Tai Vyasadeva tampa pats reiškia pagrindinių ritualo atlikėjai. Then he appointed Yagyavalkya, Sushama, Paila and Dhaumya Rishis as his assistants. Together they constructed the 6 sacrificial altars in the vast compound marked out at a sacred place near the city. Šeši altoriai, 6 vietos. Yudhishthira had arranged for the constructions of mansions to house the thousands of kings and attendants as well as quarters for the other classes of men. Innumerable Brahmins were streaming into Indraprastha, and each was received with gifts of wealth and offered comfortable accommodations. Reiškia, būdo visi karaliai, reiškia, bus kviečiami, tūkstančiai. When the party from Hastinapura, headed by Dhritarashtra and Bhishma, arrived, Yudhishthira personally received them with love. He bowed at his elders' feet and said, "All my wealth and my dominions are yours. Please command me as you desire." Dhritarashtras nepyko. Tikrai šventa asmenybė buvo. Dhritarashtra buvo vienas iš didžiausių kaltininkų jų kančių. Jis leido Duryodhanai viską daryti. Bhishma, Drona and Kripa lifted Yudhishthira from his obeisance and embraced him. They shed tears of happiness to see his opulence and success. From their first hearing that Yudhishthira was planning the sacrifice, they had been overjoyed. Even Dhritarashtra was happy, sending word of his approval to Yudhishthira. After all, the Pandavas were enchanting the glory of their dynasty, firmly establishing the Kuru's position as world emperors, a position which had been lost since Pandu's demise. Nu visi džiaugiasi, ne, kada pratesiama yra valdymas, dinastijos valdyma. Ir kaip tėvas džiaugiasi, pavyzdžiui, šiais laikais, koks teisininkas, kad jo sūnus tampa teisininkas, ar koks nors kapitonas, kad jo sūnus tampa irgi kapitonu, ar daktaras, kad jo sūnus tampa daktaru. Holding Yudhishthira by his shoulders, Bhishma said, "It is fortunate indeed that we see you today ready to perform the great Rajasuya sacrifice. Surely this is by the Supreme Lord's grace. You are a fit person to acquire the imperial dignity. Please allow us to be your servants and give to us some post in the sacrifice." After consulting with Vyasadeva, Yudhishthira asked Bhishma and Drona to oversee the organization for the sacrifice. Devakshatri, nors Drona buvo brahmanas. Dushasana was put in charge of food distribution. Say, while Ashvatthama was solicited to look after the Brahmins. Dushasana taigi dalyvavo toj konspiracijai, kurios tikslas buvo sudeginti Pandavus. Duryodhana was appointed to receive all the gifts that were brought for Yudhishthira. tas turbūt iš pavydo krivo. And Vidura became the master of the treasury. Krishna, with a desire to gain their blessings, personally undertook the task of washing the Brahmin's feet as they arrived. Krishna idealiai rodė savo, kaip reikia elgtis kshatriam. The sacrificial arena was soon crowded with effulgent rishis chanting hymns from the Samaveda. Dažnai naudojama, kur kalbama apie rishis, kad jie švyti. Among the sages assisting the sacrifice were Bharadvaja, Gautama, Asita, Vasishtha, Vishvamitra, Parashurama, Kashyapa, Oho, and many others who had descended from the high regions of the universe. The celestials, seated upon their shining chariots, came in person as the offerings of ghee were poured into the fires. with utensils made entirely of gold. Reiškia, visa visata dalyvavo. O parafernalia buvo grinai iš aukso padaryta. Before everyone's eyes, the gods headed by Brahma, Shiva and Indra took their places in the arena. Oho! The gold platforms around the sacrificial arena, being crowded with celestial and riches, looked as beautiful as the sky studded with innumerable stars. Narada Rishi attended the sacrifice, and he gazed in wonder at all the personalities in attendance. Amid the thousands of kings, he saw Krishna shining like the brilliant sun. Narada marveled at how the original Supreme Person was present on earth in a human form. The Rishi knew that Krishna must be working out some divine plan. Taip sakant, man tai kokia ateina iš tos supratimus, kad jeigu Krishna nori, gali susirinkti visą visatos aukščiausias elitas, jeigu Krishna to nori. Galų Yudhishthira galėjo tai padaryti tik dėl to, kad Krishna palaikė. Vis tiek tai darė Krishna. After many days, Yudhishthira was crowned as emperor. On the final day of the sacrifice, the Brahmins prepared the juice of the Soma plant to offer to the great personalities in attendance. First, they would be worshipped with due ritual, then invited to partake of the divine beverage. Bhishma said to Yudhishthira, you should now select the most important person at this assembly and worship him with argya. The guru, the priest, the relative, the snataka, the friend and the king, these six all deserve this worship. Ishka guru, šventikas, giminė, artimasis, nataka, tai yra mokinys, kiek suprantu. And friends, snataka, neatsimenu, ką reiškia. Draugas ir karalis, jas galima garbinti, tai yra nuplaut pėdas. Therefore, worship all these kings and brahmins, starting with he whom you consider foremost. Judištyriuojama, reiškia, jis tampa imperatorium ir vis tiek jisai už save laiko kažką aukščiau. O čia kvalifikacija. Yudhishthira asked his counselors who they felt was fit to receive the worship. There was some uncertainty. Some suggested Brahma, while others Shiva and some Vyasadeva. Yudhishthira then asked Bhishma, O Kuru chief, who do you consider to be the best of all those present here today? Who should receive the first worship, the Agra Puja? Bhishma replied, as the sun shines among all luminous objects, so Krishna shines among all kings. He is without doubt the most worthy of the first offering. Yudhishthira agreed fully, as did Sahadeva, who, on Bhishma's command, stood up and announced to the assembly, Emperor Yudhishthira would like to offer the Agra Puja to Krishna. Even though the principal gods are present, they are all subordinate to Krishna. He is the ultimate goal of all yogis and ascetics who aim for self-realization. But what need is there for me to speak of his glories? All you exalted personalities are well aware of Krishna's position. Indeed, Krishna is the supersoul of all. Therefore, by satisfying him, we will satisfy all created beings. Nu, aš įdomi. Aš kai visiems buvo pranešta, Krishna, kad aukščiausias dievas. Na. Sadeva continued to glorify Krishna for several more minutes. When he stopped speaking, the rishis, celestial and assembled kings resoundingly approved. Aiškia, visi suprato, kad čia. Seeing his decision confirmed by the Brahmins and gods, Yudhishthira began to worship Krishna with tears in his eyes. Yudhishthira buvo premoj. Showers of flowers fell from the sky as he offered him the argya and the soma rasa. Everyone cheered and stood in respect as Krishna was worshipped. Nu, reiškia, įdomi vieta iš tikrųjų. Tai yra įvykis, kada susirenka visą visatą, išskyrus demonai. Visas nuo septinto, nuo kiltos planetarinės sistemos. Mes per vidurį, reiškia. Nuo burlokos, buvar, svarga, ir visas toliau einančias. Iš visur susirenka asmenybės. But a few monarchs hadn't agreed. Buvo čia bus demoniukai. Shishupala in particular was outraged. And he remained seated while the offering was made to Krishna. He was seething. Krishna was his enemy. Shishupala had once been about to marry the beautiful Rukmini, but Krishna had kidnapped her on her wedding day and married her himself. From that day forward, his enmity toward Krishna had only increased. Pavydas, reiškia. Rukmini tai nebuvo džyva. Ir Rukmini yra, reiškia, Radharanės kažkurį iš ekspansijų, ar Lakšmi, neatsimenu. Su demonais jinai nebus. Amžinai su Krishna susijėti. This offering of honor was too much to tolerate. He suddenly leaped to his feet and began to roar angrily. Surely thy destiny is supreme. Otherwise, how could this injustice have occurred? How could those present have been influenced by the words of a foolish boy? I cannot agree with Sahadeva's statements. There are many personalities here much more worthy of the worship than Krishna. The great rishis, the gods, and all the earth's kings are present. Krishna is not even a king. He is nothing but the son of a coward man. We cannot even ascertain his caste or social position. He seems to care nothing for Vedic injunctions and principles. How then can he be worshipped in this assembly? Shishupala frowned. His coppery eyes challenged those in the assembly. Krishna is neither the eldest, the wisest, nor the most powerful person present. There are many others present who are more qualified than Krishna in every way. Yudhishthira could have worshipped any one of them before selecting Krishna. Kada mes pavydim, tas momentas yra, kada mes pavydim, mes pradedam apkalbinėti asmenybę, nors realiai nusišnekam. Ir tai yra labai dažnai baktų bendruomenės. Mes apkalbinėjame, kritikuojam, bet realiai neobjektyviai, dėl to, kad apakinės pavydas yra. Placing his hands on the long sword hanging from his belt, the Chedi king furiously concluded, "We have paid tribute to Yudhishthira, thinking him to be virtuous. That was clearly a mistake. He has insulted us today by worshipping Krishna, who most unrighteously had Sharasandra killed. Now we can see what sort of man are Yudhishthira and his brothers, as well as Bhishma, who has approved of this madness." Reiškia, kai pavydas dar labiau įsiplėskė, tu kritikuoji ne tik tą žmogą, kuriam pavydi, bet ir visi kiti, kurie su juo susiję ir kurie jį palaiko. Shishupala turned to address Krishna. "As for you, Krishna, why have you allowed yourself to be worshipped like this? You are exactly like a dog that has stolen the offerings of ghee meant for a sacrifice and is licking them up in a solitude. Oy. As a wife is to an impotent man or a beautiful sight to a bland man, so is this worship to you, who are not even a king." Oy, tas. Nu, čia jau aparatų pavarė. Taip kaip ir žmona impotentai, nevaisingam vyrui, graži rega aklam, taip ir šitas aukojimas tau netinka. Shishupala strode toward the gate of the arena, followed by several other kings who were in agreement. Other kings rose in anger upon hearing Shishupala's words. Some left the assembly censoring the Chedi king, while others took up their swords and shields in order to fight with him. Bhishma at once stood up and justified the selection of Krishna. He spoke fearlessly, checking Shishupala as he walked away. "He who doesn't approve the worship of Krishna, who is the oldest person in the universe, deserves no respect at all. O king of Chedi, we don't worship Krishna out of material motivations. Many times I have heard from those very advanced in knowledge that Krishna is the supreme person." In whom? In whom the universe itself is established. Foolish men like you can never understand this. Reiškia, vat, Autoriteto principas buvo fundamentas, ant kurio laikėsi vedinė kultūra. Bhishma, kad ir koks buvo galingas, jis priėmė autoritetus, visi klausė autoritetų. Tai yra šventų ryšių išminčių asketų brahmanų. Bhishma gave numerous reasons why Krishna should be worshipped. He described the many wonderful feats Krishna had achieved. Even as a child, he had slain the many powerful demons Kamsa had sent to kill him. In the end, he had even killed Kamsa himself. Once Krishna had lifted a great hill with one hand and held it for a full week, Bhishma challenged any king to match Krishna's prowess in battle, or any wealth man to display more riches. No one could show more knowledge or wisdom than Krishna. In every way, Krishna was possessed of superlative opulences. Logiškai. When Bhishma stopped speaking, Sahadeva rose and lifted his left foot. He was angry and his voice boomed. If there is any man here who feels Krishna shouldn't be worshipped, then let him step forward. I shall place my left foot on his head. Who will give me a reply? As Sahadeva spoke, the sky reverberated with voices crying, "Excellent, well spoken," and showers of flowers fell on his head. Narada then spoke, "Those men who will not worship Krishna should be considered dead, even though breathing. They shouldn't even be gazed upon." Shishupala became even angrier. He turned toward his supporters and shouted, "Here I am, ready to lead you. What needs to be considered? Let us stand in battle against the Yadus and the Pandavas." Many kings had been agitated by Shishupala's speech. They now gathered around the Cheri king. Weapons clashed as they were drawn and armor clanked as it was donned. Shishupala continued to stir his supporters. "Let us act quickly so that this sacrifice may not be concluded successfully. Everyone should know that we didn't agree to Krishna being worshipped."
Reiškia, tam, kad šitas ritualas įvyktų, visi karaliai turi sutikti, kad Judištyra bus imperatorius ir viską, ką Judištyra sako. Kitu atveju, jeigu jie priešinasi, viskas, jie yra kviečiami į kovą ir kažkas žūsta toj kovą. Tai kaip prisimenam, juk kai Arjuna pavogė šitą Draupadė, irgi, kuris ten buvo ar ne Karna. Ar ne Karna jo pakėlė triukšmą ir prie jo prisijungė Durjodana ir kiti karaliai. Jau norėjo susikauti. Norėjo su tais susikauti su brahmanais. O brahmanų buvo persirengęs Arjuna. Tai labai užkrečia, va šitas pavydas užkrečia ir kitus, dar kita pamoka. Ne tik, kad tu pradėti keltinti tą, kuriam pavydė, ir visus aplinkinius, kurie jį palaiko, bet tu prie tavęs prieina prisijungia tie, kurie irgi pavydė. Ir tai visus suskaldo, kad visokio pavydė suskaldo. Suskaldo įstaigą, suskaldo šeimas, suskaldo bendruomenės, suskaldo žemė. Visa. Suskaldo politikus. Yudhishthira's supporters also prepared themselves for battle. The assembly of monarchs looked like the ocean rising at the full moon. Yudhishthira was alarmed to see his sacrifice about to be spoiled, even as it had almost reached its conclusion. He turned anxiously to Bhishma and said, "O grandsire, these kings are seized by wrath and seem bent upon battle. What should I do to avoid my sacrifice being spoiled and my subjects being harmed?" Bhishma laughed and replied in a voice which Shishupala could hear clearly, "O best of course, we have no fear that Shishupala can create any disturbance in Krishna's presence. He and his supporters are like a pack of dogs barking at a sleeping lion." Only as long as Madhava doesn't act, can they exhibit their valor. He is the creator and destroyer of all beings in this universe. In the universe, Shishupala has very little intelligence. He will surely take all these kings with him to death's abode. It seems that Krishna now desires to take back to himself the power he gave to Shishupala. That is why the Chedi king's intelligence has become so pervasive. Shishupala couldn't tolerate Bhishma's words, and he screamed in response, "O most infamous wretch of your race, are you not afraid to speak such words in front of all these kings? With you as their leader, the Kurus are like blind men being led by another blind man. You have simply given us pain by describing the deeds of the powerless coward Krishna. Arrogant and foolish as you are, it is a wonder that your tongue doesn't split into 100 parts."
Nu jo, kšatri pasižymėjo gebėjimu, reiškia, labai kandžiai šnekė. Jie tikrai pasižymėjo. Gebėjimu. Kitą dieną pratęsim skaityti antrą dalį. Hare Krishna.